want to miss this opportunity to be in the same room with like-minded thinkers, creators, and content people who are learning to help and teach you to grow and expand your brand. Boss Fest going down this year, October 6th, Tampa, Florida. Don't miss out. Get in the room. Buy your tickets at www.boss-fest.com and secure your spot today. Boss Fest. What's up? This is Kevin from the Boss Fest Podcast. Listen, if you like the content, you like following us, you can check us out on all socials, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. You can stay in contact with your Boss Fest family and be up to date on the latest information as we drop it and deliver it. Can't wait to see you in the socials.
It seemed like everybody wanted to be a boss these days. Everybody want to be a boss till it's time to pay out, you feel me? Till it's time to pay that boss call. They ain't trying to have them tough conversations. They ain't trying to put in them extra hours, catching that windfall money, dealing with folks not being consistent. Don't get me started on the lack of sleep, but you know what they say.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. BOSSFEST The Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina. Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is. The Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. BOSSFEST The Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome again to the Boss Fest Podcast. How y'all doing today? Listen, we got a good one for y'all. We got a good one for y'all. The weather's a little bad here in our area. We preparing for a hurricane. I don't know what name is it. It's one of them. Hermione, Helen, Eleanor. Lean, so like, I don't know. It's a hurricane out there. So
I'm just like,
I didn't even know it was a real storm until like early this morning when people was like, hey, you getting water? I'm like, water for what? He said, it's a storm. Are we taking this serious?
You one of the people, you talk about a subject they ain't did not damn bit of research. The hurricane called Helene?
I don't know what the
like,
name.
What? You ever heard a hurricane called Helene?
They put some weird name out there. I don't know what the hurricane is called. It's something. It's one out there in the water, y'all. Okay, it's doing some churning. And apparently it's going to drop some water on Florida. And we need to prepare. I got like 2 bottles of water. I don't even got no alcohol. I'm doing bad. See, I'm not even hurricane ready. My boy Wicks would be on my head right now if I ain't have my alcohol. But we'll get to that later. How you doing today?
Thank you for asking. First of all, I'd like to say my name is Edwina with the Boss Fest Podcast, because you don't even let me introduce myself no more. You just start talking about nonsense these days.
They know who you is.
They don't know who I am. I want people to know that my name is Edwina, and I am doing good this Wednesday. Thanks for asking all late while you talking about Hurricane Helene.
As long as I ask you, it's never late.
You didn't ask me. You
did. As long as I ask you, it's never late. It's always on time. I'm just saying. Listen,
it's going to be interesting today. I can already feel it.
Listen, we got a good one today. We got a special guest coming to the boss table. This gentleman is doing major things in the Central Florida area. Philanthropist, businessman, mentor, coach. I can personally say, just from interacting with him these past few weeks, not even knowing him to where we are now, I feel like I found a new friend.
I just want to tell you, you're not supposed to introduce the guest. You supposed to let the guests come on and talk about themselves, but every time.
Oh my God. Can I be excited for a
you
guest?
You can be excited. I'm excited for the guest too. I am excited, but I'm just saying the way he's going to introduce himself and talk about what he's done, it's just going to be better. So, you know, let the man have it. But I'm excited too. I want to say I am excited too.
Without further ado, we're going to bring to the stage Mr. Chris King.
Slap it up.
How you doing, boss?
Man, I'm wonderful, boss is. I'm wonderful, boss is. Yeah, we're going to clap that thing up for that wonderful introduction that Edwina didn't want you to do anyway. I thank you for the effort, my brother. I appreciate it.
I was trying to give you the Shannon Sharp treatment, but she didn't want me to do it for you.
Pause. Wait.
Wait.
I love it. I love it.
As long as you ain't throwing up no... No roll.
You went too far. I'm just talking about the intro. See? You're going to have a great show today.
Everybody got so much heat out here these days. It's crazy, man. Thank you for the intro, bro. I appreciate both of you for having me, man. How y'all doing today?
We good. So do you want to run the intro back and let everybody know about Chris King?
My name is Christopher King. And that's it. I'm Christopher King. My brother Butler said a lot of great things out there for you guys. You know, I don't like talking about myself because I just like doing the work. But if there were a few things I had to say, so I'm a multipreneur. I have multiple streams of income, and they all generate positive revenue. Everything. Now, I don't have one taking care of the other. They all pay for themselves, and they're just self-sustaining. So, two nonprofits. I am a grandson of a legendary blues singer by the name of B.B. King. Marine Corps veteran. So I served our country. I've been to combat 4 times. So I've done my job. I've always served, but I'm going to continue serving. I enjoy giving back. I traveled the country and even the globe, motivational speaking. So I've been to countries such as Guinea and about 5 different countries in Africa. So Guinea, Sierra Leone, Ghana, South Africa, Zambia, DRC, Congo. I've been to New York and spoke at the United Nations 4 times. I've been to DC and I've spoken in the Capitol. So, you know, I enjoy empowering people. I enjoy working. I'm a consultant as well. I teach people how to start businesses, how to scale and leverage their current brand. And I've worked with clients such as Jackie Christie, Farnsworth Bentley, Jazzy Faye, a host of NFL players, Jeremy Mincy, used to play for the Cowboys and the Broncos, just to name a few. You know, we out here working. We out here working. You know, that's what matters. We working.
I hear you. Listen, you started throwing out one of them names when you said Fentley Bondsworth.
Farnsworth like Bentley.
Bondsworth. I got it. It's my dyslexia.
And the hurricane name is Helena. We're gonna get together.
You called that hurricane Helene.
I was close.
Listen, my brother.
Right. Listen,
let me and my dyslexia work now, damn it. Let it work. Let it be great. But I was like, man, if you call one more name up, like we was gonna check your baby oil collection. That's all I was saying, boy.
Wow.
Pause. You heard the name.
Wait. Like, I'm going to catch you on Shannon, and I'm going to catch you on Diddy. No Diddy. Nothing slide. None of that.
Man, listen. This is perfect. That's why we got this great topic for you, man. So topic
blew
is...
magic on my head, man. We blue magic people around here. No baby oil.
We blue magic.
We blue magic. Old school grease.
You just glisten it. It ain't waving nothing down.
I was gonna let it pass me by, but I was like, you could put blue magic on the ball head. I didn't.
Yeah, because they have one that actually has aloe in it. Not the oldest, the new version that actually hair. It helps your hair grow, but mine don't grow. But I just keep the scalp moisture. You know, keep the scalp moisture right. That's all.
Okay.
Man, say I don't put lotion on. I put the blue magic.
Anything to stay away from the baby oil.
Stay from the baby oil. Pause.
What she said. Stay away from it. Don't even walk down the aisle in Walmart. Stay away from it. You suspect.
Oh, man. See, it's just bad business. Now, the babies can't even have baby oil no more.
Babies can't even get off. Nothing by Johnson & Johnson. Stay away from the whole section.
Dang.
It's bad.
It was already bad for them. It just keep getting worse.
Listen, we ain't going to stay on that. So, this topic here is growth lonely. With you being... doing all the things you have done, seeing the things you have seen, you know, pioneered different things. The Gentleman's Gala, which is something you haven't even talked about, which is, listen, I'm getting my ticket. Once I heard about it, I was like, man, I got to get in this room because everybody who talks about this event is just blown away by the sheer magnitude of it and the scale of what it is you do in that event. So I know it's something I got to definitely, when you release them next tickets, I got to buy my tickets so I can get my mask and do what I got to do. So look, I can put some blue magic on this spot before it goes.
I feel like you was asking a question. And
I
am. You went left.
I do that.
Did the dyslexia get you?
Possibly.
Okay, because I was just like, I'm waiting on the question. Like, I am anticipating the question, and now we're talking about blue magic.
The question is, through this journey of success, trials and error, have you found the path becoming more lonely as you now traverse and start reaching that pinnacle of success that you saw yourself achieve?
I'm going to sum up that question. I'm going to repeat it for the audience in the short version. Is growth lonely? Trials, tribulations, ups and downs, wrongs and rights. Is there change in that process? Definitely. Unequivocally, without a doubt, it's definitely very, very lonely. And it has to be intentional. And don't take lonely as in without partnership, without association, without relationship. That's not what this means. But I want to make sure you guys understand that process, because there are going to be some people that's going to rise with you, but they might not necessarily be your friends, but they're in their own space. So technically, yes, it's very lonely, because when you come back and you sit back and you take in the accomplishment, the accomplished goal, if it's something that's immediate, the accomplished long-term goal, the new contract, the new meeting, and you ain't got nobody to celebrate with immediately. You got some folks you probably can call and be like, hey man, I just got something, this hit big. But they might be three states away. They might be working. They might be doing their own thing or traveling, et cetera. So at times, yes, it's very lonely. But then again, you can't take everybody to the top with you. So, yeah, it's very lonely. And that conversation can go on for hours and hours on what that means and how lonely it can get when it comes to accountability, taking credit, honoring those that helped you. Along the way that helps you open some doors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It can get real crazy at times. But yeah, it's definitely lonely.
Dang, I feel like he said a lot of things that I want to go back and touch on.
You will. Touch them.
So the first thing, I'm going to touch them. But so first I want to say the last thing you said was honoring those that have supported you throughout the journey. So how do you do that?
Well, first off, you never forget people that opened doors, connected you to somebody, or just did a favor for you. Because it goes unsaid a lot when people do those favors or grease those palms, in a sense, right? So I'll give you an example in how far back the thank you went compared to what actually happened. So I got a call from a bank CEO, a Fortune 500 bank CEO. This was last Wednesday. I got this phone call and he said, hey, Brother King, I want to just call you and congratulate you on everything you're doing with your program and your platform. And we as a bank branch, we're going to continue supporting your efforts, blah, 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 blah. And then he goes to say, well, you've been doing these things for us and we want to elevate your platform and give you more access within our financial institution. I was like, interesting. Okay, what does that look like? And he says, well, I want to extend an invitation to you to sit on a board. And I was like, oh, wow. So this is real. But that was from my own efforts, right? My positive representation, being a good steward of my craft and my skill set, representing my brand and my organization properly, knowing how to talk in the rooms when I'm in the rooms. And keep in mind, I said, when I'm in the rooms, you can have different conversations with different people, but you got to be a chameleon. You got to know how to turn it on and turn it off when you're in certain spaces, right? So when I got back to my car and I'm sitting here contemplating everything that happened, I went all the way back down the line to the people that actually introduced me to the brand and the bank and the people that made the connection to the people that work in the bank. That's how far back the line goes. I had to call the person that works within the institution and say, I want to thank you just for giving me an opportunity to introduce my charity and my brand to your job, because that was the gatekeeper. Right. And when you're talking about our own people, we got to be very careful of how we introduce our people, because sometimes they don't know how to act when you put them in the room. they go left. And you'd be like, why would you, how can you, wait a minute, and you pump.
And you looking crazy.
Looking crazy, left hole in the bag, probably finna get wrote up because they done did some foolishness. But to be able to go in there and be a positive representation and elevate it, that speaks volume on the people that put you in that space. So I went back and I called her and I had to thank her personally, not send a text message, not send the email. No, give them your voice. Empower them with the understanding that no matter where I go, I will never forget the people that put me there. And this person put me in that room. So then afterwards, I called the person that introduced me to them while I was randomly picking up a raffle prize for the gentleman's gala at Cooper's Hall. They were having lunch. Wasn't planned. I just happened to bump into somebody I knew. And I was like, dang, good to see you. By the way, let me introduce you to such and such. And when I got the introduction, that was done in that moment. 4 months later, they came to my gala. They enjoyed the gala. They in turn said, I enjoyed this so much, I want to take this and introduce it to my people so we can get behind this. So it's a ripple effect of already having one great relationship. They respected enough to introduce you to somebody else that respect the vision and insight of the presentation because they didn't know me. So they came and they saw the gala. The presentation was perfect of what their corporate standards expected. And they saw value in helping me execute it further. And relationships grow. But in turn, I will never misposition that spot to leave that person out. So anytime I get an elevated space in any situation that a person introduces me to, I'm going to make sure I keep that person with me as I rise. So if I got anything going on, my channel is going to always be, I'm not going to leave them out. I'm going to send that email and say, hey, I'm trying to get this done. Even though I got elevated potentially in a space that's above where they are, I'm going to keep them in the loop and say, hey, can you help me with this? That way, when the higher up see, he's keeping this person in the loop. So we never forget that this is where it all started. So if I elevate, you elevate too. I ain't leaving nobody back in the back. Now we all sit in the front seat.
How you feel about that mindset?
I definitely think that mindset takes time to get there because I be looking at some people some days. I'm like, man, I should have left you a long time ago. I've never thought about going back to thank people who open up certain doors on that type of level. So I'll reach back and I'll follow with people and try to keep doors open. Like I've never tried to leave a situation bad. But if someone introduced me to the next play, I've always felt like, you know, I gave enough of myself and enough energy to those people for them to, you know, recognize that I respect everything they did. But that's a good gem right there, man. Hey, when I make the next move, even if the next move is 2, 3, 4 moves ahead of that, I still need to go back to this person that opened that first door and say, man, thank you. Because of that, it allowed me to open up 5 more doors.
That's part of the problem, though. Because see, the more we elevate our people that elevated us, they can open up more doors for other people because now we've given them more access, just like we got more access. And what says that that person opened up that door for us can't make a phone call and close it just as quickly as they opened it because they disagree at this point now with the way that movement is happening. They don't like the way that's moving. They go, hey, man, look, we can't do that no more. So we can never leave our people back. We always got to take them with us. And regardless of what our situation, what our mind is, man, thanking a person is the most important value in relationships. That's how I see it. It ain't paying them money, taking them to lunch. Acknowledgement, it takes zero energy. Hey man, thank you for that. I appreciate that. And it goes so firm, so far, goes so far.
I'm gonna have to agree with that. I'm just thinking about like in the 9 to 5 space, like an employee will work 10 times harder for you just because you're recognizing them and congratulating and thanking them for the hard work. Yep. So Chris is onto something, but I do remember Kevin a couple podcasts ago, if not the last one, you said you weren't taking nobody. You was leaving all them Negroes.
I did say that. And let me put a little bit of context behind that. So what I was saying is that there are people who are not part of the process, right? And they're watching the show. They're watching the show to wait to see if we get to a certain level. And then once we achieve that level that now they think that they can begin, they can benefit from, then they want you to reach back and pull them up. Them the people I'm talking about, I ain't trying to reach back. Right now, this is the struggle. This is the process, right? Yeah. We can struggle together, and I'm going to lay out a blueprint before you. We even do it digitally. Listen, here's the blueprint. This is how I struggled. These are the mistakes we made. These are the things we got right. Where are you in your process? I'll help you. But don't automatically think once I reached here, you sat there at the starting line. Now you think I'm supposed to pull you all the way to the finish line and you never have to run.
No, I mean, I agree with you to that degree, because there's a still level of consistency that that person has to provide for them, for their own self, to elevate as well. Because if they do something and expect you to just, okay, now you got to go do all that work for me, that ain't how that works. No, no, you still have to perform. You still have to pursue your own levels of increase on your own. Get them. See, when we forget and move on, that's the problem. But if you can remember, and it takes little time to just say, hey, man, thank you for that, man. And what you got going on? Well, they invited me to this event. Are you going to be there? That's how you keep them in the loop. Because they might not got an invitation because they're not in that room anymore. Well, I tell you what, I got an extra ticket. Let me take you with me, because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you anyway. It's the inclusion of the people that put you there. You never leave nobody back.
I feel like it takes a certain type of caliber of person to understand like what you're saying or think that way, because it's like you have to grow to a certain level to have that type of mindset. Because I feel like they almost say like it's competition at the bottom where there's collaboration on the top. And when you're at the bottom, you see a lot of collaboration, not a lot of people willing to pull someone else up. And I think that's where the like growth is lonely, because once you start growing and you change your mindset, then you start separating yourself from those original people that you started with. But when you're on the bottom and you're talking about like a lot of competition, I don't think the mindset works to say no one's trying to pull someone else up or say, hey, I have this opening, and you're like, no one's recommending, supporting. There's just no collaboration from what I see from the outside.
So you said very important one word, and it's in the title of the podcast, growth. Personal growth is the most important part about success. And if there is no personal growth, there is no growth. Because you can make a lot of money, you can spend a lot of money. You're going to make some more money, you're going to spend some more money. But when it comes to internal growth, your mindset, your intellectual properties, everything inside of you, your heart, your spirit grows. You care about people genuinely and not about your product, not about your business. I care about people first, right? People are exactly what happens. People are exactly what makes everything turn. Nothing turns without a person being involved. You can act like you got this right recipe, but you have to levy other people to make things grow. So here's an example of growth. When I first started my first charity, the Gentleman's Course, I had a board. And within this board, we were moving, we were thriving, but then I found out there were some inconsistencies within my board. And you learn in the curve that some things you're not supposed to do, some things you can do. Well, I found out a lot of things I could not do in one night. And I had to dissolve my entire board and break relationships and ties with people, because they were on the verge of getting me in a lot of trouble, because I am the head. I am the leader. My name is on everything. So I'm responsible for anything that happens. A lot of people, they don't understand that mindset. Well, somebody else did it, so I ain't responsible for that. No. Your name is on that. So you are responsible for every financial worksheet, every dollar spent, every dollar brought in. You are responsible. So it took a lot of growth for me, because I separated myself from these people in its entirety. And I mean, years have grown. Keep in mind, next year is my 10-year anniversary. This year was the first time I actually had a full conversation with anybody from that previous board 9 years ago that I dissolved. Not only did I speak to them, I invited them to speak on a platform with me. and gave them that proper introduction as if nothing had ever happened. And even invite and continue to invite them and say, you know what? I got this going on. Would you like to come and attend? Because at the end of the day, God said forgiveness is the biggest key. You have to forgive people for their downfalls and their trespasses. But if you go through life with a stricken heart and you don't forgive people, you hold grudges and all of that, you can't grow. You won't grow. Because you never know, that person might feel the same enviousness and they might come back and say, well, I got a future blessing for you because, you know, I felt bad that I did that so many years ago. But you blocking that blessing because you around here holding grudges. Now you got to forgive and you got to move on and just treat everybody equally.
That's a whole nother, that's a whole nother lesson.
That's another podcast. This ain't no way my name at the top of some, and I got to cut all of y'all off and because something y'all out there doing or possibly we not realizing it. This could get and cost the bag to fall. Yeah, I don't see Chris a better man than me. I'm done talking to you.
I mean, you better than me too because I hold a grudge. I hold it tight. Nah, I mean, we got to go to class.
It's not worth it. You know how much energy it takes to just hold a grudge against somebody? I'm holding
about five of them right now.
The energy I have, I need to be putting that into something totally different for my own growth. You know, I took classes on knowing how to trust people, time management. These are all different courses that you can just find. And I took them because they were for self-development, right? Not business strategies, not a marketing strategy. No, this is a mindset strategy. How do I elevate my mind to engage people, grow with people, teach people how to grow? You know, look, you're right. That's a whole nother podcast. We go on a tangent about growth, right? But it's just, it's real out here when it comes to forgiving people close to you that you trusted with everything. You got to get past it. So I encourage you. That's my task. Whatever burdens you're holding, forgive them people and move on because forgiveness is for you. It's not for them.
I feel like you just went to a therapy session.
I wonder if you're going to listen to that advice. I don't think you are.
If I'm gonna listen to the advice,
yes.
I mean, I heard it. I heard him, but
I heard it. All I'm listening, but I heard it.
She heard it. She heard it. All right. I don't mean I'm gonna do nothing with it.
So, like the grudges that I hold, they run so deep that I forget what the problem was. I just remember that I don't do you, and I still am holding on to that. Like that's how long they go.
So I'm not telling you to forget it. I'm not telling you to see. Here's the thing about grudges. Now you know how to deal with that person. So you continue to engage, but you know there's barriers, there's limitations on how you can deal with people and where you can trust them to execute certain things. But remember, there was something that they did or still do that had some synergy that brought you together, and they probably still good at that. Don't allow that one instance to tarnish whatever it was that brought you together in the first place, because that part can still be good. You got to salvage what you can salvage, and you keep moving forward.
I would love to tell you that your message has been received by somebody, but it had. I got it though. I got it.
I'm processing his message, so let me process and let it work through me. Right, you use the word and you let it work through you. And sometimes, you know how like you receive a message and it don't happen. You don't receive it till later on. Like it hit you and say, "That was the piece for me."
Like you in church, the pastor was preaching to you.
Exactly. So later on, I'm gonna receive this. You know what? That was my message in everything he said. That's you just let me get to that point.
I mean, and I still deal with people like that today. I still deal with people that, and I get phone calls that people do messed up stuff. I'm like, wait, they get what? Nah, they ain't do that. Nah, I know you lying. And you know, I have to process it. But at the end of the day, I've had the training. I've took the classes. It's nothing that it's not unexpected to me anymore, right? I had a post I put up a long time ago that people don't upset me because they can't fail my expectations because I don't have expectations of people. How can I have an expectation of you when I don't know what you're going to do, how you're going to behave, what direction you're going to go in? So if I have an expectation of you to do something, I'm failing myself first. I know you're going to be human. You're going to be Edwina. You're going to be Kevin. You're going to do exactly what a human does. So whatever that choice is, that is the choice. So how can I let that upset me? You made your choice and you have a right to do so because everything is a choice. You choose to not do or do. You choose to go or not go. You choose to have and not have. That's your choice. I have to be.
And that's the word. That.
I got to accept that. I can't be mad at you for your choice. I just know now, moving forward, if your choice is timed properly, can I recover from it? Is your choice sabotaging to whatever I'm doing? And I can't recover from that. See, now I have to make a choice on how I hold you accountable for future reference going forward. I know I can't depend on you to come through for me. So I'm just not going to ask anything of you that's going to be financially burdened upon me in the back end. I got to make sure your requests are minimal. I can't depend on you to do anything big no more. You lost right. that trust from me. So now, yeah, I might need you to go to the store and get a bag of ice. That might be it. But I'm not finna ask you to be my keynote speaker. I'm not finna ask you to pull through and be a sponsor for my bar or something like that. I'm not finna do that. No, no. I just need you to just, can you, you know, organize something that is low impact. That might be the limit of magnitude of what I ask you to do for me now because you can't sit in that room no more. We done now.
Well, you done reduced them to a Walmart greeter. Like, why even keep them around?
Buggy boy. To be honest.
They in the heat. Okay.
You keep people because you need them to understand and see exactly how valuable they were and where they are now. They have That's to choose to leave. They have to choose to leave on their own accord. I ain't going to remove you. And that was growth for me. You're going to remove yourself. You're going to work yourself out of your job. I ain't got to fire you. You're going to see somebody else given the assignment and the request of you will just be lesser. It's that simple. Everybody's job is replaceable. Ain't nobody permanent.
That one was a message for me. I like
that. That was a message for you?
Yeah, I feel like you ready to replace me every other day.
You ain't said nothing. I'm going to reduce you some days to Buggy Boy.
To Buggy Boy.
And better believe I wrote it down so I can use it later.
Man, as long as you give me a shirt made to say Buggy Boy.
I ain't going to lie. My circle is very, very small. And that's why I prefer collaborative efforts with people that are responsible for their own crafts and their own spaces and their own businesses. I have very few people that actually work for me. But if I contract you, and we had this conversation, if I contract you to provide a service, I expect you to provide that service unequivocally, without a doubt, perfect your craft. Because that's what I paid you.
Wait a minute, y'all had a side conversation?
Hey man, don't worry about me.
Yeah, I'm like, hold on now.
Wait a minute. This is me and Brooke Kev. See, we got this.
We had this conversation.
Okay.
So ultimately, when you are able to do that, now you have something in writing to hold them accountable for. But when you got people that, I got you. Drop the ball. Don't blame them. Blame yourself.
Yeah.
Blame yourself.
We've been
That's your fault.
Yeah.
You didn't secure your own back end. That's your fault. That ain't their fault. They did exactly whatever it is they were going to do. Wanted to do. People make a choice to screw you over. Yes. There ain't no hapsters. This hurricane we can't control, but we still here right now, aren't we not?
Right.
There's ways. The only thing that stop people from doing stuff is themselves. They don't want to sacrifice. Not that they can't. They don't want to. I sacrifice sleep and time because I don't want to spend my money. I can always just spend my money, hire somebody, hey, man, go do that for me, and sit back and wait for the result. But I'm trusting them to execute it as if it was me. That ain't how that work. No. Ain't nobody going to work like me. Nobody going to work like Edwina. Nobody going to work like Kevin. No. They're going to work how they work. They're going to do it how they do it. And you got to accept that. You got to let that be. And whatever the result is what it is. Because you ain't train them. You ain't coach them.
That's true. I feel like this is the right message at the right time. You just sitting over the cheese and looking weird. Like, what's happening?
You got that message.
That one I received.
I received that one.
The grudge gonna take me a little bit longer to get there. But that one I received. I received that.
Man, it's about gems tonight because look, If y'all ain't at Boss Fest, y'all gonna miss out on a lot because you never know what might happen at Boss Fest. You never know what might happen. I might give y'all some more stuff. You never know. Because when we're talking about growth, growth is internal and it's external. And we ain't even got to the external yet. We ain't even talking about the business and the brand. We talking about ourselves. Grow as a person.
Listen, I think sometimes, you know, you need to hear that and you need to figure out that growth within yourself first before you can even imply it into business and other things like that. Because sometimes people start businesses and start endeavors and they haven't worked on their personal growth. And then it starts to impact their business growth. I know a lot of people with some great ideas or some great visions and be like, man, that was good. What happened to it?
Right.
Ah, man, you know, you got in the way. It ain't even the fact of it was a failure of the business. It was just your own personal self caused this dilemma.
I tell people that all the time. The things that
struggle with.
When I'm coaching clients and they come to me with a brand or a product or something they want to launch or scale up or leverage, first thing I tell them, will I buy this product if you was in the TV commercial? If you was in the ad, would I buy it? Can you actually sell it to me? Half of them say no. I don't like being on camera. Camera ain't for me. I don't want to be all up in the, I ain't designed to be out front like that. First of all, we are all personal representations of our brands in any product that we sell or serve. If an entrepreneur comes and says, I don't want to be the face of my product, well, you don't want to have a product. Because at some point, you're going to have to get in the room and talk to somebody about growth, scaling, investment, and you can't talk to them via no email or no phone call. You got to go sit in that room, put on your big boy clothes, and go sit in that room and have a very intellectual conversation about how you intend to use their funds to grow your brand or product. You're not going to be able to sit back and just let the lawyer go do it for you, because even the lawyer is going to tell you, well, you got to come sign these papers. Otherwise, I tell you what, make me your power of attorney, and I'm going to sign it for you, but I'm going to sign some other stuff too and let you sit there and have a bag. What? Crazy. You have to be the best representation of yourself in everything that you do. You are the brand.
Did you get the word? Did you get it today? He came to preach the word.
Need you put your church fan down.
You don't know what you touched on because I've been making a battle. It's been a 2-year battle of social media in this household because someone don't want to be the face of the brand.
Well, I mean, if you guys have a partnership, so ultimately you can pick one. One can be the business behind, the other can be the face. You both don't have to be the face. You have options. But most people don't have a duo set. It's just one person. And they still don't want to be the face. That's the biggest problem. Because until you have proper branding, proper cross-lateral scaling, and I'm talking about if I go Google Boss Fest, for example, I should get page after page after page. They understand search engine optimization, how to actually scale a brand across multiple platforms, and it's all lateral. It pops up everything. Not, I got to put in one thing for this and another thing for that. And I got to try to put two. Bad, bad, bad. You Google the real Christopher King, you're going to find 30 pages worth of foolishness, history, 10 years by one name. That's it. Or the Gentleman's Course. You're going to find every platform, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube channel, everything. One brand, one name. That's it. But they have these aliases they want to go by. Or they didn't say, I don't want to use my real name. Well, your real name got to go on that contract. Your real name go on that check. Not no aliases.
I'm just processing everything because I be thinking about the vision for Boss Fest, right? This thing started out as a way to promote our brands, and it grew legs on its own, and now it has become almost as big as the other businesses to the point that where I got complacent. I'm not gonna say she. I'm gonna say I got complacent with the grant writing business and things like that. So I said, you know what? After this year's event, I'm going and re-educating myself, regrounding myself, and developing the grant writing business again. So that way, when we do launch another Boss Fest, I actually got a product to sell, because I be trying to put everybody else's information out there and help educate the other people. I'm like, man, dang, I don't got a product because I haven't worked on myself. And when I started to see the growth, I think it scared me a little bit. Like, it put me in one of those places where, you know, people started relying upon me. And like, I'm used to people relying upon me in a controlled environment, like being a leader with a Fortune 500 company and things of that nature. Like, they have their structures. I'm stepping into their structures and I'm just implementing their design. And if it fails, like, there's a safety net to catch. Mm-hmm. But when you your own brand, your own entity, if it fails, you got to figure out how to, there's no safety net. You got to develop the safety net while you're falling.
You are plan B. So I'm glad you said that, because it's a good point that everyone watching and listening need to hear. You are who you associate with. And that's powerful. You are who you associate with. Not saying you can't associate with everybody, but there's levels to association. There's levels to relationships. If you want to be, example, like you just stated, Fortune 500 company, go look in your phone book. How many Fortune 500 company CEOs, executives, or leadership, vice president, president, director, COO, anybody, do you actually in conversation with? This is a growth move for me. If I wanted to be there, I need to start associating with people that are already there. Ain't no point in me associating on a continual basis with people that startup entrepreneurs. I'm past startup. Not saying I can't keep them as associates and friends. No. But when it comes to my personal business growth in my own lane, because I don't make money off of my friends. I had to have a conversation with a colleague about how do we scale and push our products outside of our circles. If my only customer base is people that I hang out at the club with, meet at the happy hour with, or go to networking events with, I don't really have a product, because people need to be buying it or supporting it that I don't talk to every day. I don't text once a week. I don't talk to every month. That's customers. When you go to Walmart, can you call the CEO of Walmart? No, you're a customer. You go to Louis Vuitton, Chick-fil-A, Burger King, you're a customer. I need them kind of people to so support my business, customers, not people that I kick it with. So how do you scale up to be able to attract people that support your business outside of your circle? My circle is for me to celebrate with. Dog, I just got a bag, and this what we doing. Let me call and say, hey, meet me here so I can celebrate with you about what I just got from over there. They don't understand that. But the people in my phone,
I need to hear.
They're different. They're leading Fortune 100, 300, 500, their own Forbes. These are people I can call and say, hey, man, I got a request. I need some advice on how do I do this? Because they're already superseding where I want to be. They passed the mark.
Right.
So how do you get in those rooms? I hope y'all listening. You have to position yourself like they position themselves. You have to dress to be in the rooms that they're in, because they won't allow you in there. Jeans and a t-shirt. Bright colors, crazy hairstyles. They're not going to do it. You have to be respectable, presentable, and professional. And you get in there, even if you have to buy a ticket, your goal is to get in the room where they are. So, yeah, go to conferences that you're not going to be entertained by, but it's going to entertain your mindset. Because now you're in the room, because once they see you in the room, man, it changed the conversation. They might see you as an equal now because you're there. But if you just send in emails, can I get a meeting with you? You ain't going to get that. I promise you, you're not going to get it, because they don't have time for that. They get them 100 times a day. Meet them in person. Go to where they are and be intentional about your conversation. Have your research done. Have your paperwork in order and know exactly how to speak about your product so they will understand it. Don't go in there with no hoop dreams. Well, my vision is I want to do this, 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 this. No. I got this and I want to do this. Be direct. Don't be afraid to ask for no money. I need $100,000 because I want to scale up to do this. This is the building. This is the address. This is where it's at. This is the market. This is demographic. Blah, blah, blah. Talk about the points that matter.
So when you get to the level where you're not afraid to have those conversations in the room, like, did you take a class? Like, what gave you that comfortability to be able to go in the room and start doing it?
I mean, a lot of self-education, one. And therapy. I ain't gonna lie. Because I had to actually get to a point to where I sat down and buckled and had to take seminars and sessions and meet with people to have these kind of these hard love conversations, Chris. If you want that, you have to be ready to talk about what you want in detail, in specifics, and streamline the conversation so you control the narrative. So when you get to the end, they already know what the ask is because you're asking the people that already process those kind of asks. Ain't no point in asking nobody for $100,000 and they ain't making $10,000 a year.
Right.
You got to ask the right people. Why are you going to ask the local bank manager? That's not her field. You have to know the audience. So if you're asking the local manager of a local store of a franchise, they have caps. They can do maybe 1,000, maybe 500, 1,500, maybe, right? They're capped. You find a regional director who's overseeing 15 or 20 restaurants, they got a bigger cap. You find that regional director of a coast, now they got 64 franchises, their cap is definitely bigger. You got to know who you're talking to and understand that they have levels as well, especially when you're trying to get money from somebody. Kevin, you understand that from a grant writing process. Ain't no point in asking when you know they ain't got the threshold for it.
Listen, that's been one of the hardest conversations I've had to have with people. Like, people give me this whole big dream and be like, oh my God, man, I need about $100,000 to do this and to do that and other. Like, okay, are your finances in line?
Where your credit score?
Where your stuff at? You got a CPA? Like, then I started asking certain questions because I had to learn to ask those questions. Because when I first started this, I was working in nonprofit space, and we know when you're talking about youth leagues and things of that nature, that I was into.
Right.
Like, most of these people are just getting it out the mud. Normally, coaches, volunteers, they donate and they help to the cause. And then I came and interjected certain things, provided grant structures, things of that nature. Like, oh my God, this is real. Like, okay, these people here want to give you some more money, but they want to see your finances. They want to see how you're going to manage the money. What is your plan for it?
Where your budget
what
is.
What you mean? Where your budget? We need a CPA. We need a yearly outline of what you do with the resources, how you distribute the funds, how much for equipment, how much for this. Break it down. Do you have that available?
Understanding reporting and non-reporting grants. Half of you know what that means. Don't even know what that is. Reporting and non-reporting. And that's just simple two terminology of accountability for the access to the funds. They have no clue. So I can't just do what I want to do? No. Some of these grants come with requirements and stipulations and reporting periods. And you only want to get so much at so many times, and it's allocated. We ain't even going to get into appropriations. We don't even want to talk about that. That's a whole different conversation. But see, this knowledge. See, knowledge is the biggest advocate. And my grandfather said, what you know, nobody can take from you. But you have to educate. You have to prepare your mind for where you want to be. Because when you get in the room, CEOs don't want to have entrepreneurship conversations. They don't want to have one-year employee conversations. They want to have senior director, regional director, manager conversations. They want to understand, you understand the processes of everything from beginning to end. And if you can't, well, it was a pleasure meeting you. I want you to have a great day. And they're done. They're through.
Yep. You're right about that.
Because you wasted their time.
I got one for you, cuz. We just recently saw each other at Chic and Suave at Avenue Suave. And shout out to Taj Mahal. And
my dog. Big Taj.
When he sent me the invite, he was like, hey, I think this is a great opportunity for you to get in and network and meet some people. I was like, okay, cool. Me personally, I'm not an introvert, but I'm not one of those people who can just strike up a conversation with nobody I don't know. So it was like, man, he said it's gonna be some movers and shakers of Tampa in the room. You know, you can come in and we're going to figure this thing out. so we can help grow and expand. I said, cool, no doubt. So we went in there. We bumped into you. We bumped to some other people. But I struggled with trying to have that first initial conversation with people who don't know me, and I really don't know them. How would somebody break that first barrier if they don't know who that's going to actually be in the room?
I'm glad you asked that question. So we're talking about power networking. That's ultimately what you just asked me. How do we power network? So what I do, when I'm looking at an event, I'm going to do research across social media and the internet to try to find the type of people that are actually going to the room. So I'm looking at sponsors. I'm looking at their platforms. Who is their personnel? Who's going to be there from their organization to be representation? So if you know you got a big sponsor, for example, like JP Morgan Chase or something like that, okay, who's the regional director? Who's the community engagement specialist? Who are potential to be in that room? I'm going to do my own research of the companies that are sponsoring to see who's going to be in the room representing that company, whether it's a small entrepreneur or a big corporation. And I'm going to have my list of names of people I'm looking for. And if they're not in the room and I meet a person, hey, how you doing? My name is blah, 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 blah. Simple introductions, right? And they introduce themselves. That name might pop up. Oh, so you're so-and-so with such and such a company. Man, I was just reading up on the other day about blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, yeah, we just launched this campaign and da, da, da. Once again, it goes back to the mind. A lot of times when people go to big events where it's potentially power networking in the room, they don't do any research of potentially who could be in that room. They don't ask the proper questions. So when I go in a power networking room, I'm targeting exactly who I want to talk to, who I'm looking for. And I'm even asked the promoter, who going to be here? Give me a list of people who go, and why is it beneficial for me to be in that room? So I know exactly who I need to go talk to. Because if you have the relationship with the promoter, they can tell you, they know exactly every single person that's coming. Because if this ticket sales, they got an email and a first and last name. And most emails come with what? The business entity on the end of the email if they're using that email. They know who coming. So they can't say you didn't know. You got to be open to asking your close source for the information, for the tea. I ain't coming to drink liquor and eat food. I don't care about that. I'm coming to find me a new bag. So who in the room can I collaborate with so I can walk out there with a potential contract or a potential understanding of how we can grow together and do something that's impactful for the communities that we serve, especially in my platform, because all I do is serve communities.
How you feel about what he said?
I'm going to continue talking to my therapist because I'm getting better. Listen, it starts in a process. I don't pretend to be.
Comment said you're an introvert.
Listen, I don't pretend to be at a place that I'm not. I think a lot of people get caught in that. They try to pretend they're somebody they're not, and then when they get exposed, it throws them to a reality so hard that they don't know how to recover. I don't want to be those people. I know exactly where I am at this point. I know my flaws. I know my challenges. You point them out to me daily, so it ain't no way I can ever forget them. But
you just said something, Brother Kev. Knowing your flaws and your shortfalls. One of the biggest problems I also see is people will ignore that. Still going there like ain't nothing wrong. Now, you know you ain't got your business together. You know you ain't got no CPA. You ain't got your budget together. Why you go over to this man over here or this woman, ask him to go find you $100,000 knowing you ain't got your paperwork together? Well, maybe you can help me get that together. No, no, no. You can go get it together your own. Because if I do it, that's going to cost you more money. Because I got to spend more time prepping your paperwork or fixing it when you should already have that fixed in the first place.
Yep.
People ignore their shortfalls and walk in the rooms like it's all good. Man, don't embarrass me because you embarrass yourself.
That's a word, because you know how many people that you try to help that weren't ready for that, and the setbacks that you had to go through to get them ready. He said they embarrassed themselves. Mm-hmm. He didn't take on that. He put that back on them.
That ain't on me. Because see, I have the knowledge to know I'm not finna go forward and call, email, send anything unless I know for a fact your stuff together. You just embarrassed yourself. So I'm stopping you right here. I'm going ahead and stopping the book right now. We ain't going no further. So I tell you what, can you fix that? That's it for me. I'm through. You embarrassed yourself, but I'm going to let you fix that on your own. Go on over there and fix that now. I've told people no. One lady asked me, she said, Mr. Chris, I don't want to take a class. I don't want to learn how to start a charity. I don't want to be on those Zooms. I want to pay you to build out a charity for me and just give it to me. Ooh. I said, no. All money ain't good money. And when I know morally and ethically, see, moral and ethical code are two powerful words that people don't have in business these days. They're greedy. They just want money. I have a moral and ethical code. All money ain't good money. And if I train you, if I set your charity up and I do that for you, and you don't know how to renew your licenses, solicitation of contributions, you don't understand what a 990 EZ is, you don't even have your Florida tax certificate of tax exemption in the state of Florida, you don't understand how to access pay.gov and all that stuff. And this is just state level, Sunbiz, all these things. You don't understand how to do your annual financial worksheet. If you don't do it on time, you fine up to $5,000. These people ain't playing with you. But I turn this over to you. And you don't know what to go do come next year. The registered agent who's responsible for that person, because my name is on Sunbiz as a registered agent, I did this for you. But I'm going to leave you with all these fines and penalties because you don't know what to go do and you calling me. So how do I do this now? Well, that's going to cost you.
It's going to cost
you. And then they run your name through the mud. Well, you the one who set it up and then don't want to help nobody and didn't do it right. Like, how I'm supposed to do this?
I don't even take the money. I don't even go down that road. I will say no. I am through. I'm not doing it. Go out and let somebody else take that money. I don't want it. I promise you I don't want it.
All money ain't good money.
Yeah, we had to learn that lesson the hard way. I did anyway.
All money ain't good money. And I don't charge everybody full price for my stuff because I ain't trying to get rich off of this. It's not about the money for me. It's about the relationship building. If I feel I can build a great relationship with you and we can get to a bag later, I'm going to do that. Because ultimately, I know how to scale and leverage your stuff to go get me a bag. So let's do this together. Let's collaborate. Let's come up with something. Let me help you. Let me help you first. And that's big upon me. People know I will give it to them first. Let me help you get this. All right, you need that? I got you. Let me do this for you. That way you can't say I ain't never did nothing for you. So when I come back and I ask for me, I'm already on the receiving end. That's my payback because I already did all these things for you already. I don't owe you nothing.
But again, that's a growth mindset. Kevin, we were talking about this the other day when people come in to help, but they are instantly thinking about how they can get paid. What Chris is saying is I uplift you first and then later on, if you can help me, then we settle up. But I was having a conversation with another entrepreneur and they were actually saying hey, when I insert myself into something, I want to know how I'm getting my check. And I'm like, that's a growth mindset when you're not instantly thinking about how I get paid, because now that's transactional. And then that relationship stops right there at that payment. There's no growth. There's no bigger bag.
And that person has not learned how to monetize their brand yet. Their brand is situational, one situation to the next. They don't have on-coin revenue coming in. They don't have a true product. They haven't scaled it. They haven't learned to leverage yet. That person is very dangerous because they potentially can be very sabotaging, right? When they latch on to something and you contract them and then they feel, okay, well, I've done enough. I ain't doing nothing else now because that's what they paid me for and that's it. That person is very dangerous because at the point that they try to squeeze another nigga. Well, I need another $100 for this then because that's extra. Well, I think I fulfilled my contract already. If I'm going to do something more, I need to be paid a little more. But they ain't did nothing extra for you. And you haven't asked them to do anything outside of what they already agreed to do. Gotta be very careful with people like that. Now, if you're asking them to do something that's actually a different pay scale, then that don't apply. For example, if you ask somebody and they supposed to decorate your event and you come back and say, well, I gave you 100 balloons. Well, can we get 50 more? See, that's the alignment. They should be able to say, you know what? Let me work that out for you. Because that's no impact on them. It's not the same thing, right? But if you say, okay, you decorate this event, but then you come back and ask them to decorate a whole nother event for you, that's something separate. That's two different animals, right? Right. There's levels to this. So, especially if they ain't did nothing for you. when I attach to stuff, I'm going to make sure at best of my ability that the client allows, I present that brand in the same way I would present my own brand. I'm going to hold that same standard. Like, hey, man, let's do this. How about this? Can we change that? Can you do this? Because at the end of the day, I'm thinking about the people that already support me, what their expectations are of things I'm associated with and how it's supposed to look. Because I'm a representation for more than just what I'm doing. Everything that I'm a part of, I'm a representation of it in that moment. It's bigger than just that one event.
Right. And he just dropped so many gems tonight.
I got so much video to cut up and chop up and put on the book and all the gems he done dropped tonight.
God, but did you take your notes?
Yes, it's called record. Got all the notes.
Go back.
Record.
Yeah, you just go back. Hey, man, shout out to my girl Sierra Morris checking in. Thank you for checking in. But everybody who listening, man, I appreciate y'all just for tuning in and supporting Boss Fest, man. Y'all classic.
Yeah, and we appreciate you. Like, this is definitely, it's like the right message at the right time. So I'm going to say, like, I feel fed today, so I appreciate that.
Listen, I know we better that time, but I definitely want to say thank you. Thank you to everything that you have done, information that you have provided, the conversations we've had through text and different things of that nature. I can truly say that the things you have been able to pour into us, into me, myself, have been a blessing. The way I've kind of started looking differently at certain aspects of business and things of that nature. I'm one of those people, I try to take something out of every interaction, every exchange, and try to see how can I grow from everyone. And I can just say everything that you have been doing, helping us behind the scenes, has been so impactful. And I just want to continuously thank you. I know you see it on the text, like, man, is this man really? I don't know if you be thinking, am I really saying thank you for real? Am I just saying it because it's inconvenient? No, bro.
Nah, thank man, you. It's all good, man.
I can't say it enough.
The world don't even know nothing about that, right? Because I don't go out and tell folks I did this, I did that. Look, that's irrelevant. I don't need validation for the things that I do, right? I appreciate that. You're welcome, my brother. You know, what I'm seeking to build with both of you is something something greater than honestly, truly, not to downgrade what you're doing, but something greater than what I've ever done myself personally. And I know I can't do it alone. I need people that understand the mindset of growth in the platform that you're doing. And when I show it all to you, you can be like, well, God damn.
Listen, I'm ready.
This is what I'm looking
at. Now, hold on. I want to use my low speaking voice like you did. I just want to say, you know, we appreciate you on the podcast.
There you go, ruining stuff.
I mean, when you get the low voice, I was like, you got to lean in. I just want to say thank you very much.
She give me a very, very white voice.
See, man, she don't give me no break for nothing.
Hey, man, I appreciate both of you, and no problem. It's an honor to be here. For all those listening, make sure y'all follow me on all social media platforms at The Real Christopher King or at The Gentleman's Course. You'll find everything that we have to offer. January 25th, that's our Gentleman's Gala. Tickets are coming on sale real soon. We've been focusing on table sales right now with corporations and businesses, so that's why we haven't had any public ticket sales. We want to get our corporations in there first, and then we'll get out, because this is our 10-year anniversary. So we're doing it real big. Masquerade Gala, January 25th, Clearwater, Florida. It's going to be real stupid. I ain't even wait to the entertainment lineup. I can't wait. June 7th, 2025. That's our 3-day, 10-year celebration. January is the beginning. The culminating event is June 7th. It's my birthday weekend. It's going to be stupid. Trust me. And the artist, you don't even want to know who's coming, but it's going to go. It's going to go hard. I can't wait.
Wait, I just
felt the power with another Gemini in the room. Did you see the spirit creep up in me?
You a Gemini too?
Did you feel the spirit creep up in me?
June 9th. I'm a Gemini. June 9th. Oh, man.
That means you bipolar too. Golly.
That's not what that means.
See?
That's not what that means.
Gemini mean bipolar.
No, it don't. It means that his mind moves so fast with the thoughts and like he is always creating something. And your whole world revolves around Gemini, so you ain't gonna give us too much. But what I'm telling you is I felt the spirit. And when that man said, look, I thought of something, just know it's genius, and he ready to roll, because we don't stop moving, we just keep on going.
Yeah, I got you. See? I thank y'all truly. It is that time, but I thank y'all truly for having me.
We appreciate
you. I hope
to
come back soon.
Listen, we hope to come back soon. We're going to do it again. Listen, Boss Fest going down October 6th, Tampa, Florida. Tickets on sale, www.boss-fest.com. Come see this man live in action, giving actionable items to people that's trying to grow and expand their brand. He don't know what we're going to hit him with. The goal is to always get these type of conversations out of the people that's living in the moments. A lot of times you go to conferences and people are giving you their God did. That's great. I want to also draw out the game plans, the mindset, the action items. So that way when you make that step, either you're new in business and you're trying to figure it out the next step, or you've been doing business and maybe you're struggling a little bit, this is what the game plan is. This man already said, I'm waiting to hear what the news is that's going to help him grow and expand Boss Fest. I know it's going to be great. I just hope my mind is ready for it. You know what? I'm ready.
My
for
mind
it.
Ready. So
I'm ready for
get
it.
Get in line.
Let's go. I'm
either
getting in
way,
line.
You gotta get in the room. The next thing awaits you, but you gotta go get it. Everybody wants to like keep moving their business forward, but you gotta do the work. You gotta put the work in. Boss Fest is where it's at. Like Kevin said, www.boss-fest.com. We'll see y'all October 6th.
And with that, I think we out of there. Peace.